And at this point in our worship service, we are going to pivot and really focus our prayer time really on Memorial Day, but also those other concerns that we have. In our prayers for Memorial Day, we'll be remembering Cody Patterson and the family. But we'll have a moment of silence because we all know someone, maybe in our own families, that has served, that has really given the sacrifice of their life so that we can have the freedoms and liberties that we have today. And so we want to be thinking of those people. And if you can, try to think of a specific person. You don't have to, just a thought. A grandfather, a great-grandfather, or whoever that is. During this time, let us rise for the prayers of the church. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. As we grow in the Christian faith, we pray for an increase of the word, that it be freely shared and bring the good news of sins forgiven through Christ to every place. Triune God, in mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the world in which we live, asking that there would be times of peace and security in our days, and that we would know days of blessings and joy. Triune God, in mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the church and for this household of faith, that we be the radiant bride of Christ, daily growing in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We also pray for New Life Fellowship and their pastor, Pastor Dave Brooks, that their fellowship continue to be salt for the community of Philomath and a light to those who need your grace. Triune God in mercy,
hear our prayer.
And we lift our petitions now for the sick, the homebound, and all who this day are in need of our intercession. Lord, this day we do remember those that are homebound in our congregation. We thank you for our connection with them. Although sometimes it's oftentimes limited, Lord, we thank you for the gift they are to our church and for the life you've given to them. Bless them this day with your presence. For Fran, Dixie, Jenny, Peggy, Gary, Tom and Donna, Roman and Stella. Lord, extend your presence then to those names that we mentioned today, especially those that are recovering from news that is distressing or recovering from surgery. Lord, right off the bat, we thank you for your presence at Seattle Christian School as they process and as they mourn the loss of two individuals attached to that school, and for Janelle and her family as they have tender conversations about the loss of a mother and a son at Seattle Christian. For Brenda Taylor, recovering from surgery, Brian, with continued health concerns, Joe, as he recovers from his surgery, Giselle, a friend of Carrie with news that's distressing. Also for Angela, the news that she's received. And we thank you for the gift of health and for successful surgery for little Gabrielle and for Angel as she has come through surgery as well. We also extend a request for your presence in the lives of these individuals we name. Linnell Stock, Andy, Janet, and Kayla. Steve, the family of Art LeBon as they gather this weekend, for Timothy and Raina, for Georgette, Marty, Kai, Bob, Ann, Jerry and Joyce, Addie, Craig, Kathy, the Motlock family, Janine, Melody and Brad, Chris, Barry and Betty, Joe and Caroline, Holly, and Haley. Lord, we pray that their prayers soon be answered and that they be supported by God's people as they honor Christ. Triune God in mercy,
hear our prayer.
And as we pray this Memorial Day weekend, we remember with gratitude those valiant people of the armed forces of our nation who have fought and died to protect the liberties that are central to our way of life. Lord, we especially uplift the Cody Patterson family as it's still so fresh. The pain never goes away. Lord, we thank you that you were a presence in Cody's life. We pray that the family, as they gather this weekend, would be comforted with your presence as well. Lord, in this time of silence, we uplift with our hearts those people that we think about this weekend. triune God in mercy, hear our prayer. It is into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.